the hay is in the barn now. The Jaguars wrap up on-field preparations Thursday afternoon for Friday night's preseason opener at Everbank Field. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush, J.P. Shadrick with you. The Jaguars back on the practice field this afternoon. Final preparations for the Miami Dolphins. Gus Bradley finally named a starter at quarterback. Blaine Gabbert will get the nod on Friday night. He said that both Gabbert and Henny will take reps with the first-team offensive line, but would not tell a snap count for either one or any other players in this game. Bradley, Gabbert, and Henny each discussed the decision after practice.
They both have done some really good things, I think what I look at is they've both really made some really good progress. Now, are they there yet? No. And I hope they would answer it the same way. But we just felt like with Blaine, you know, what he's done the last couple days in practice and how he's responded, is we just decided to give him the nod.
That's always a goal. I always expect to start football games, but at the same time, I know competition is always going to be the theme of this organization. So you never take things for granted. You still have to go out there and prove yourself day in and day out.
It's preseason. Nobody's decided anything in preseason yet. It's all still competition here. And, you know, I'm just excited about my opportunity to get out on the field.
Running back Maurice Jones-Drew will be held out of Friday's game. He is totally ready to play, he says, but Bradley said it was just a precaution for the first game in. Mojo said that with him and Justin Forsett out Friday night, there's always a chance someone comes in and shows off.
We always talk about the Wally Pipp rule, and so it's one of those things. Like, all right, coach, you know, I hear you, but if Tyvin goes out there and rushes for 300 yards, we're going to have us a problem. But no, it's good. It's good competition, and I think he's going to do well, just like all the other running backs as well.
A few other notes heading into Friday's game against Miami. As we mentioned, Justin Forsett is out for Friday night, along with wide receiver Cecil Shorts III. Both precautions. Expect them back next week. Jeremy Mincy, Brandon Dedrick, notables on the defensive line who will miss Friday's game as well. Jaguars have team meetings tonight and tomorrow morning at the team hotel. Kickoff tomorrow night at 7:30. Time to hear from the senior writer for Jaguars.com, John Osier. He'll tell us what to expect in Friday night's preseason opener.
I'm John Osier with A View from the Ozone. And ready or not, it's here, at last. On Friday night, a football game will happen at Everbank Field. And while Friday's game against Miami opens the preseason and not the regular season, to call it meaningless misses the point, big time. Gus Bradley is always preaching competition. But Friday isn't about preaching. It's about winning and losing jobs and real roster shaping. Only so much real, judgeable competition happens in practice. Offensive skill guys can separate a little, and defensive backs can show up too. But for much of the team, practice only does so much. Even training camp practice. Players need to tackle and block, especially guys trying to make a roster. At Jaguars camp this season, that's particularly true. There are roster spots available on this team. A lot of roster spots. There are starting jobs available. Quarterback, but others too. And all that we think we know, all that we spent months speculating about, well, that changes fast now that the tackling and blocking is real. So if you're going to the game, do your thing. Tailgate, tweet, rumble in the jungle, be bold. But pay attention to it. We've all seen preseason games that are yawns. We've all seen preseasons when we wonder why we're watching. This preseason ain't about that. The Jaguars are coming together. A roster is being built. A future is being shaped. And beginning Friday, the competition is going to get a lot more real.
The Jaguars and Dolphins kick off the preseason Friday night at 7:30. Look for all the post-game coverage right here on Jaguars.com. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush.